Well, if you were here at Christmas, you might remember that on Christmas Eve, I talked a little bit about how over the past few years, we've really had to wrestle through a lot of changes. We've had to wrestle through a lot of uncertainties together. And of course, sometimes we just have to make the best out of the situations we find ourselves in life, right? And even over the past year, we have had to do that. We've had to make the most out of the challenges that have come our way. And we've also wanted to make the most out of the opportunities that have come our way. And with that in mind, today at the start of a new year, we want to set our hearts to make the most out of whatever the Lord will send our way this year, 2024. And so today, I want to just share a few different scriptures with us to help us and to prepare us for whatever God has for us and whatever the world might throw at us this new year. And I'm going to start today in Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll start in verse 15. And this says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most out of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." Aren't you glad that God doesn't want you to live like a fool? God doesn't want you to live like an unwise person. No. He wants us to be wise. And He says that we are to make the most out of every opportunity. That's a great word at the start of a new year, isn't it? Right? And He doesn't want you to live thoughtlessly, but He wants you to understand what His will and His plan is. And His purpose and His direction is for you this year, right? So as we start this year, maybe we need to take some time and to ask ourselves these questions, right? How did I live wisely in 2023? How did I live foolishly last year, right? We probably could find some both categories, you know, for all of us. How did I live wisely? How did I live foolishly? And we need to remember and learn and reflect as we enter into this new year. And so, you know, I would just encourage you at the start of this year and these first days and weeks of this new year to reflect and to pray and to plan and to take stock of the past year, the great moments, maybe the not so great moments of the past year, right? And pray about what you can learn about those experiences as you look forward with a fresh start on a new year, how you can live wisely, how you can avoid mistakes and foolishness. I had a youth pastor many, many years ago. I wish I had actually listened a little more to him when I was younger. But I had this youth pastor, and he would say this. He would say, "This is wisdom, and this is experience," right? He says, "You can live by wisdom, or you can live by experience." Wisdom is to, you know, not touch the saw while it's still running, right? Wisdom is to not touch the hot stovetop with your hand, right? You can live by wisdom or you can live by experience. We can learn either way. You can touch the saw while it's running. You can touch the stove while it's hot. You will learn something from that. But we have a choice to live by wisdom or to live by experience. There's an old saying. This is on the slides here. There's an old saying that says, you know, the fool never learns from his mistakes. The good man learns from his mistakes, but the wise man learns from the mistakes of others. All right, so as we go from 2023 into 2024, let's be wise, right? I mean, we can learn from our own mistakes, but even better, let's learn from the mistakes of others this year. And maybe in these early weeks of January, it's a good time to you know, to go back through this past year, to think reflectively back through the year. You could even just go kind of, you know, month by month. Think back to January. What were the good things that happened? What were the highlights? What were the lowlights, right? And that's a good thing you can do as an individual, or if you're married, it's a good thing you can do with your spouse. If you've got kids, it's great to invite your kids into that conversation to just kind of go back through the year and see what you may have learned and see where you may have lived by wisdom and where you may have lived by experience and what you might change for the new year. And you might laugh a little as you do this, and you might cry a little too, but it's a great thing to do together, to learn by reflection, to learn through remembrance, to learn going back through the year. It's great to invite your kids to do that with you as well, to be learners through reflection and remembrance. It's Ephesians 5. Also look at Psalm 100 today. Psalm 100, just these two verses of it, verses 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So the Bible commends us to enter into his gates, to enter into God's gates. And it's a good thing to enter into a new year with thanksgiving, to enter into a new year as people of gratitude. It's a little bit of what this psalm is telling us. And so if you do that exercise I was commending to you, to go back through the last year, to reflect on the good and the bad and the ways you've learned, maybe the ways you were a fool, as you do that, it's really important to steer our hearts, or maybe to re-steer our hearts toward thanksgiving and gratitude. No matter what you received last year, the good and the bad, to give God thanks for all of these things that have come our way. And if we are thankful people, you know, there's actually scientific evidence that if we are thankful people, people of gratitude, that is good for you. That it is good for your life, emotionally, relationally, physically, spiritually, that it will improve your life if you live a life of gratitude. And so live Psalm 100 this year. Make a concerted effort to be a thankful people, right? Everybody can complain. Everybody can grumble. Be different. Be a thankful person for all that God has done for you. We're next going to look at Proverbs 3, 4, and 5. These are all pretty well-known passages to us. Proverbs 3, 4, and 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Trust in the Lord. Think about that just for a moment. Trust in the Lord. What does that mean for us? What does that mean to trust in the Lord? I'm going to give you a real life example about this, all right? Over the holidays, at Christmas time, my wife and I, we hosted a Christmas dinner. We hosted, it was mostly all people who, like us, are foreign nationals here. Like, we don't have family here. We don't have, we don't do the normal family holiday things because we don't have family here. And so we, you know, many of us as expats got together. We didn't feed everyone. It was it was everybody bring a dish to share, a pitch-in Christmas dinner. And we did that, and we loved it. My wife, Megan, she made her famous, maybe you've heard of it, her famous cranberry apple casserole, right? Really good. We loved it. And this is a recipe that's a tried and true surefire recipe, because we're not foodies. We're not really into cooking a lot. And so it's very stressful for us if we're having people over to try a new recipe, right? Because you don't know how it's going to turn out. You got to be really careful to get all the ingredients just right. You know, it's not too hot, not too cold, not cooked too long, not cooked too short. You're never quite sure how it's going to come out. And so probably all of us have some of these surefire recipes, right? You know, you can just throw this baby together and it's going to be good, right? And so Megan did her surefire cranberry casserole, really good stuff. And so those are the recipes. I share that just to say those are the recipes we can trust, right? We can trust those recipes. We know how they're going to turn out, right? Time and time again. And to kind of relate that spiritually, you know, if you've been living with God, walking with Jesus for some time, then it's kind of the same. It's like that surefire recipe. You know that you can trust God. You know that He is going to be working out all things for our good. We know that. It's a surefire thing, right? Despite everything we may experience in the world, you know, in spite of whatever the world may have thrown your way in 2023 or may throw your way in 2024, we know we're still able to be blessed. We're still able to smile because we know we can trust God, that He has got this over and over. He's got it, right? That's what it means to trust God. Another way to think about trusting God is, you know, it's kind of a biblical idea is to abide in God. That we abide in God, that we marinate in God's Word and in prayer and in His presence, right? Abide in Him. Let Him marinate every aspect of your life. You'll be trusting in Him, right? Sometimes when we talk about trusting God, I think we get this idea. It's like a trust fund, right? It's like your plan B for if everything else goes wrong. It's like your life insurance policy. Oftentimes, that's how we trust God. But God doesn't intend to be our plan B. God wants us to trust Him as our first line of defense in everything, all the time, not as our plan B, not as our life insurance policy, not only if things go wrong, but to trust Him all the time. He is our first call. He wants us to incline our hearts to Him. He wants to be our go-to, our first response, no matter what, no matter what life may throw at us, so that we can say, you know, hey, I'm going through a hard time. Okay, God, what should I do? How should I handle this? I trust You've got this, right? That's what it means to trust God with all of our life and with all of our heart in every circumstance and in every situation. To trust Him with all our hearts means that our heart's got to be available to Him. He wants living, soft hearts, not hard hearts, not divided hearts. That means we need to take time to spend with God in His Word. We need to take time to spend with God in prayer. We need to take time to regularly examine our hearts for the condition of our heart, to see what the attitude of our heart may be, right? Maybe there are certain attitudes in my heart that are cropping up that are not pleasing and glorifying to God. Maybe there are certain responses I'm having that are not pleasing and glorifying to God. You know, maybe the same for you. If you're not sure, if you're having those heart responses, those heart attitudes, if you're married, you can just ask your spouse, right? Because they're going to keep up with this stuff for you. They'll let you know if you're having a bad attitude, except for my wife, because she only remembers the good stuff about me, right? But it's just a reminder to look back. Just like this whole idea of reflecting back on the past year and preparing for the new year. To look back, to examine your heart, to see if maybe there are some patterns or attitudes within you that have become unhealthy spiritual habits. Maybe some broken places that are leading to stress or anxiety or anger or these kinds of responses. Maybe you can look back and you can begin to identify, this is a repeated pattern that I'm going through that's unhealthy spiritually for me, right? Maybe you notice that there's certain situations that kind of set off these broken attitudes or these bad places that your heart is going to. Maybe there's certain tendencies that set these off. And as you begin to reflect back, you can begin to pick out these patterns and see these ways that perhaps your heart is responding in a way that's not glorifying to God and is not good for you, right? We can begin to trust God. We can begin to give these negative responses to God. And over time, I believe that when we do that, we'll begin to see that stress or that anger or those unhealthy patterns to begin to fall away in our lives. We give that to God. We trust that to God. This passage in Proverbs 3, 4, and 5 also talks about not leaning or not depending on your own understanding, but in all ways acknowledging God, right? The problem is this. It's really easy to lean on our own understanding, isn't it? Is that just me? No, I think that's all of us, right? It's really easy to lean on our own understanding, right? We feel like we've got this. We feel like we understand these things. I mean, we're smart people, right? We're smart people. And so it's very easy to lean on our understanding. It's very easy even to begin to take the credit when things are going well, right? Blame others when they're not, and to forget that it is all from God, right? When we begin to lean too much on our own understanding, the root of that is pride. But the Scripture calls us not to lean on our own understanding, but to acknowledge God in all things. So let's give Him thanksgiving this year more than ever. Let's acknowledge Him this year. Let's trust Him with all of our heart, right? In all our ways, acknowledge Him. And then it says, when we acknowledge Him in all our ways, that He will direct our paths, right? He will direct our paths. I mean, this is one of the things, you know, I hear in pastoral ministry very often. You know, someone wants to know, what's God's plan for my life? What's God's purpose for my life, right? Well, right here, Proverbs 3 and 4. You know, if lean not on your own understanding, acknowledge God in all His ways, and then He's going to direct your paths, right? He's going to begin to reveal to you these things, His plan, purpose, and direction for you. He will direct your paths. He will show you the way. You don't have to speculate. You don't have to guess. You don't have to be confused, right? And I love that, that God will direct us as we trust in Him. So for 2024, y'all, make your plans. Make your plans, but make your plans with God, trusting in God. He has given us intellect. He has given us imagination. He has given us good gifts. So use that to make your plans, but lean deeply into the Lord as you do that. Trust on His Spirit as you do that. Draw from His wisdom as you do that, right? And the Scripture says that'll help you to turn away from evil, that'll heal your body, that'll give strength to your bones, that'll help you to learn humility and grace. And so trust the Lord. The Scripture also says trust the Lord with your wealth and with everything you produce, right? And then He's going to fill your barns with grain, and He's going to fill your vats with good wine, all right? And our wealth, we often think of that kind of one-dimensionally. You know, it's just like financial wealth. But God has also given you, He has given you skills. He has given you abilities. He has given you intellect. I mean, all of this, you know, and your financial wealth and what you can produce. I mean, that's all your wealth. And the Bible is saying, you know, in all of this and how you conduct your life and how you conduct your relationships in everything you do, honor Him. And that's your comprehensive wealth. And it says He's going to bless you in that. He's going to fill you up as you do that. One more text. This is one of my favorites. I think I've mentioned that before, and I've preached on this before. But this is Matthew 11, 28 and 29. And Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Man, that's good news. In a busy and weary world, that's really good news. Find rest in Jesus. And what that means is that for this new year, we need to take time to listen and to learn from Jesus. We need to listen. We need to have a heart to learn. We need to have a posture to learn from Jesus, to take His yoke upon us. We need to come to Him with a listening ear this year and say, Lord, speak to me. And we need to listen. You know, it's so important that daily we are in God's Word, spending time in God's Word, and that daily we are spending time with God in prayer. That's how we communicate with God. You know, I think oftentimes we probably tend to do a lot more talking than listening. And so maybe for this new year, we can be mindful to listen more than we speak. You know, I've always heard that old saw, you know, God gave us one mouth and two ears, so we should listen twice as much as we speak to God. And so as we are praying and spending time with God and His words, let's take on a posture to listen and to learn this new year. Come to Him, all who are weary. Come to Him, all who need rest for their souls. Come to Him and turn over your fears and your worries and your needs and even your plans for this new year. Turn them over to Him, the one who loves you, the one who knows you. He's got it.